My dear brothers and sisters, I greet you with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the collection of Imam Ahmad, in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, there is a beautiful moment from the seerah that is narrated in the form of a hadith I wanted to share with you today. So he narrates in this moment, actually this is narrated by the way from Asma bint Abi Bakr, the older sister of Aisha radiallahu anha. This is the sister-in-law of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the daughter, the older daughter of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anha. So she narrates, مَرَّ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ يَوْمًا وَعُصْبَةٌ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ قُعُودٌ. So the Prophet ﷺ was passing through the masjid one day, and there was seated inside of the masjid a group of the women from Medina. And so he waved at them. فَأَلْوَى بِيَدِهِ إِلَيْهِنَّ بِالسَّلَامِ. He waves at them to, you know, from a distance, giving them the greeting of salam. And they acknowledged him, so he took this as an opportunity to go and speak with them for some time. And so she continues. As he approached, he gave them a warning. فَقَالَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِيَّاكُنَّ وَكُفْرَانَ الْمُنَعَّمِينَ إِيَّاكُنَّ وَكُفْرَانَ الْمُنَعَّمِينَ. He said, beware. Subhanallah, beware. A serious message from the Messenger. Beware of ingratitude to the cause of favors. Beware, he repeated, of ingratitude to the cause of favors. And so, after a moment of confusion and reflection, one of the women, she spoke up in response to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قالت إحدهن يا رسول الله أعوذ بالله من كفران الله. She says, oh Messenger of Allah, we seek refuge in Allah from ever being ungrateful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek refuge, ya Allah. We seek refuge, O Messenger of Allah, in ever expressing ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is obviously the one who has given us every favor and every blessing. That's what they thought he was telling them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was telling them something else. He was giving them a different message. And so he clarified to them, as is clarified to us as well. He said to them, Bala, Inna ahdakunna tatulu aymatuha, tatulu aymatuha, wa yatulu da'anisuha. You know, one of you, possibly, you might become a widow one day, and you are in that state of being a widow for an extended period of time, and you reach your middle age even. ثُمَّ يُزَوِّجُهَ اللَّهُ الْبَعْلِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bless you. It's not guaranteed for you, but maybe He would bless you and you would become married to another individual. وَيُفِيدُهَا الْوَلَدَ وَقُرَّةِ الْعَيْنِ. And through that marriage you are blessed with a child. And this child is the coolness, the satisfaction, the joy of your eyes. The child is the satisfaction and joy of your eyes. ثُمَّ تَغْضَبُ الْغَضَبَ ثُمَّ تَغْضَبُ الْغَضَبَ فَتُقْسِمُ بِاللَّهِ مَا رَأَتْ مِنْهُ سَاعَةً خَيْرٍ قَطْ. Then one day something happens, and some disagreement takes place, and you have an argument, or you're upset, you're frustrated, and then what do you say? You say, I have never seen a good moment from this person. I have never seen a good moment from you. That's what people do when they're frustrated, right? When they're overwhelmed by their frustration. Can we get some batteries, please? I'm sorry, brothers. Give me a moment. It's my moment of frustration. You know, the microphone has shown us many good moments, mashallah. A blessing from Allah. But she gets so frustrated. مَا رَأَتْ مِنْهُ سَاعَةَ خَيْرٍ قَطْ I've never seen a good moment from you. فَذَلِكَ مِنْ كُفْرَانِ نِعَمِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَذَلِكَ مِنْ كُفْرَانِ الْمُنَعَمِينَ That moment, that expression, that feeling, he says, this is the ingratitude towards the favors of Allah. And it is the ingratitude towards Al-Muna'amin, the cause, the channel of those favors that Allah has blessed you with. This is a really beautiful story, beautiful moment from the seer of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Has so many lessons we can draw. Just for example, it's beautiful to see that there is a gathering of women in the masjid, which is from the way of the companions. And so if anybody ever, it reminds me of the groups of sisters, mashallah, we have many groups of sisters that meet here regularly in the masjid. It reminds me of them. If anybody asks you about women and whether they should be in the masjid, you remind them with stories like this. Number two, it is a beautiful example of how genuine advice is shared. You know, wallahi, brothers and sisters, I feel so sad that advice like this is rarely ever shared between us anymore. If someone were to advise someone else with the best of intentions today, someone were to give this kind of advice to anyone today, that would become the Instagram story about why I don't go to that masjid anymore. Wallahi, we want to be spiritually babied. We want to be spiritually babied. Nothing difficult, nothing challenging, nothing insightful, just tell me the stuff that makes me feel good and let me be as I am. We have to give up on this desire to be spiritually babied. But that's really not the reason I wanted to share this story with you today. Today I share this particular moment from the seerah with you because remember, the Prophet ﷺ is not talking to a group of widows. He's not talking exclusively to a group of women who have a child. Some of them do, some of them don't. Some of them are married, some of them have never been married. He's talking to a diverse gathering of the women in the masjid, and he is giving them a warning. It is a warning that we should all take in every example of our lives. Kufran al-Muna'amin, a warning against being ungrateful to the cause, to the channels of blessings in our lives. We often fall victim to our own anger. We fall victim to our own frustration. And we get so caught up in the thing that frustrates us, the thing that disappoints us, the thing that we are unhappy with. And we lose sight of al-Muna'amin. We lose sight of those things that bring so much goodness into our lives. I translated the word Muna'amin in a particular way. I said it was a channel of God's blessings. So Allah is the one who blesses you. But He puts things in your life, right? And those blessings come through those things, whether that's a spouse or a family member or a job or a place that you live. These are all the diverse Muna'amin, channels, the manifestations of God's favor upon you. But brothers and sisters, if I were to give you a more poetic, if you will indulge me, allow me to give you a more poetic translation of the word Muna'amin. I will say Muna'amin is like a rose bush. Have you ever seen in person a rose bush? I have to ask that question these days and we don't even go outside enough. You've seen a rose bush in person? You know, when you look at that rose, if you're lucky enough perhaps to have a rose bush in your life, in your yard perhaps, and you will pass by it and you will enjoy the subtle sweet scent of the roses. And you will look upon it and witness the beautiful colors. And you will touch the petals. And you will enjoy how subtle and how lovely they feel. And you will enjoy so much about this rose bush every day that you pass by it. But the fact is, brothers and sisters, that you will also have to prune the branches of the rose bush once in a while. You will also have to clean the leaves of that rose bush once in a while. And sometimes you will reach out to touch the beauty of that rose bush and you will endure the prick of one of its thorns, will you not? From maybe where you didn't expect it, but you knew it was part of the experience, and you will feel the prick of one of those thorns. I want you to now think of the thorns in your life. Take some time and reflect upon the things that you consider to be thorns in your life, the things that frustrate you, the things that disappoint you, the things that make you angry when you think about them because you've been dealing with it for days, for months, years perhaps. And you have been struggling with that thorn and you don't know how to fix this problem. And then I want you to zoom out, brothers and sisters, and realize that that thorn is attached to a much bigger blessing. That thorn is on the stem of a beautiful rose in your life. And your fixation on the thorn has made you lose sight of the beauty and wonder of that rose. You complain, perhaps, about a spouse and something they do, a weakness they have, that you cannot get your eyes off of. Would it be better if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed that spouse from your life? You complain about this struggle with your children and how they fail to listen, they fall short, they don't do what they're told. Would you be happier if Allah gave those children to someone else? You complain about some disagreement you have with your parents, an argument that's been ongoing and they're so stubborn and you cannot seem to get them to see your way. Are you waiting for the day, brothers and sisters, that Allah will take them away from you and their blessed presence will no longer be available to you? You complain about some disagreement you have with your community, some disagreement you have with the people at the masjid or the program that you put your child in. Would you really be better off if the doors were shut and the place was closed? Would you really be better off going somewhere else where you did not have the blessing of that community around you? You complain about your job and how frustrating it's becoming and how difficult it is to achieve what you're trying to achieve. Would you really be better off, brothers and sisters, if you had a haram source of income instead? Would you be more satisfied if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala paused and took away that form of rizq from you? You complain about the broken parts of your home and the parts that don't suit your family. Would you rather be struggling with homelessness? It's rampant everywhere, and you just lie to yourself that it could never be you. My brothers and sisters, there are thorns in our lives, but they are attached to beautiful roses. Wake up and smell the roses. Appreciate them and honor them for what they truly are. The Prophet ﷺ warned us against this so clearly when he said, فَلَا تَزْدَرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Do not despise God's blessings upon you. Who would despise Allah's blessings? Who would despise Allah's favors? The Prophet ﷺ has to tell us, فَلَا تَزْدَرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Stop despising God's favors upon you. Unfortunately, we do this every day. Every day that we complain, every day that we are frustrated, every day that we're upset about some thorn in our lives, and we forget the rose that Allah has blessed us with. When you're showing that ingratitude, brothers and sisters, towards Allah's blessings, I warn you. I warn you, brothers and sisters, it might be the means by which that blessing is taken away. As the scholars used to say, كُفْرُ النِّعْمَةِ مُزِيلُهَا. The ingratitude for a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the means by which it might be taken away. And you know what, brothers and sisters, you might think that this means the blessing itself is going to be taken away. The thing might disappear. And I'm telling you now, brothers and sisters, the thing might stay in your life and it will never feel like a blessing again. Because all you can do is focus on the thorns. All you can do is think about how you were pricked here and pricked there. You see how the blessing is already being taken away? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us as well in the Quran. It's an ayah that often you hear cited in various gatherings, but never do we really think about what Allah is actually saying. He says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَكُ مُغَيِّرًا نِعْمَةً أَنْعَمَهَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. He says, Allah would never change His favor that He has blessed a people with until they change what is within themselves. Allah does not change a blessing that He has bestowed upon a people until they change what is within themselves, until they stop looking at that thing as a blessing, until they stop seeing the beauty and the bounty in it, until they become blind. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change it. And how many things have we changed in ourselves that we cannot see the beauty? We cannot smell the roses of life that Allah has blessed us with. All we can do is complain about the thorns. Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, he gives a beautiful analysis of this ayah. He says, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here is that when any person starts to have issue or starts to be short-sighted and not see the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, Allah doesn't take it away right away. He leaves it for a time. But then that believer, he continues to be upset. He continues to be frustrated. His frustration grows until he starts doing what? He starts voicing his complaint. This is the dangerous moment. He starts to voice his complaint. I don't want to be like this anymore. I don't want to be around those people anymore. I don't want to deal with this anymore. I'm sick of this, they start saying. He says that is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the blessing. That is when He takes that blessing away. And that person who was complaining so much now starts to feel the remorse of having lost that beautiful favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ibn al-Jawzi, rahimahullah, he reminds us again, مَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفْ قَدْرَ النِّعْمِ سُلِبَهَا مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمْ. Whoever fails to recognize the worth of a favor, the worth of one of Allah's blessings, Allah will make it disappear from where he did not even expect. It will be vanished before he even realizes it. My brothers and sisters, when we complain and we become so frustrated and fixated on the small blemishes in the vast blessings of our lives, wallahi, we are putting our blessings on the line. You're putting your blessings on the line, sticking them out of the window, waiting for something to snatch them away. Number two, when we complain, brothers and sisters, about those frustrations, it is a form of treachery. And it is the worst form of treachery, and you will see. Imagine a dear friend of yours, someone who you care about, and they get you a gift. They get you a jacket. It's high quality, it's very stylish, it has all kinds of pockets, it looks really cool, it looks really nice, it's made of the best material, you needed a jacket, your old one is getting very old, it fits you so well, but there's one problem. The jacket is green. It's green, like bright green. And you look at the jacket and you say, okay, I don't wear green. I don't ever wear green. And this is where the treachery begins. What do you do then? What do most people do, unfortunately? They go to another one of their friends, and in the middle of conversation, yeah, you know, Ahmed, he got me this gift the other day, and he gave me a jacket. It's a nice jacket, but it's green. Who gets somebody a green jacket? Can you believe it? He thinks I'm going to wear a green jacket? You've heard this before, right? We've all heard people speak like this. It's gossip, isn't it? It's backbiting. Instead of saying to the other person, thank you so much, sincerely, you've said to another person, look at this guy, he gets people green jackets. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, it's exactly what we do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we start to voice those frustrations so much and lose sight of the blessing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with something. But you forgot that it's a blessing of dunya. It was never meant to be perfect. It was never meant to last forever. It was never meant to be a piece of Jannah. That stuff comes later. He blessed you with something of dunya that is limited like dunya. And then you turn to one of Allah's creation and you say, can you believe He got me this? You're complaining and gossiping about the Creator to the creation. What treachery. What utter treachery, brothers and sisters. Thinking of this makes me never want to complain about anything ever again. How could I gossip about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What a treacherous servant I would be. May Allah protect us from that. On the other hand, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he gives us a very astute analysis of the actual things that people complain about. The blemishes, the difficulties that we face, the frustrations that we go through in relationship to the vast blessings that we have. He tells us actually, in that blemish, in that trial that you face, actually there are three additional blessings. Three additional blessings in the very thing you were complaining about. Number one, he says, in that trial is that this could have been worse. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow it to be worse. He did not allow this blemish or this frustration to be bigger than it currently is. And it very well could have been. And who would you be to say, no, this is not fair? For Allah has given you the very life, the very breath in your lungs. It could have been worse, and yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept it limited as it is. That's one blessing. Number two, he says, it is another blessing that it is a test of something in dunya and not a test of something in your deen. Have you ever seen somebody who is tested in their deen? There's no amount of dunya that can fill that hole. Be grateful that it is a blessing, it is a blemish on a blessing from dunya. Be grateful that it is a thorn that has pricked you on this beautiful rose that you have been given, rather than you being stripped from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself. And number three, he says, it is a blessing that you are being tested with it here in this life and not in the next. For those tribulations in the next life are truly the painful and severe ones. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ لَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And if you're truly ungrateful, then that test, that punishment of the next life is truly the severe one. Be grateful that even in the blemish, even in the thorn of your life, you see three additional blessings. You will now start to see how the thorns on that rose bush are actually part of its beauty. They are part of the beauty of Allah's creation. And this gives a whole new meaning to the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he tells us, لَا يُصِيبُ الْمُؤْمِنِ شَوْكَةٌ فَمَا فَوْقَهَا إِلَّا رَفَعَ اللَّهُ بِهَا دَرَجَةً وَحَطَّ عَنْهُ بِهَا خَطِيَةً. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the believer is not afflicted by the prick of a thorn or anything more severe than that, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises his rank and his status and he removes sins by it. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to always appreciate the blessings. I ask you, Ya Allah, to give us sight of the beauty of the blessings that you have given us, and to not cause us frustration and confusion, not cause us to be caught up in the small, tiny frustrations. Ya Allah, make us people, even when we are frustrated, even when we struggle, we never give voice to a complaint against you. Allahumma ameen. Brothers and sisters, raise your hands. Speak to Allah from the heart. Udu Allah wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen. Sayyidina wa maulana nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een. My dear brothers and sisters, there is an ayah in the Quran that we often recite, but it seems to me that we rarely ever understand and reflect upon. This is the final ayah of Surah At-Takathur. I hope most of us have memorized Surah At-Takathur. أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى أَزُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرِ إِلَى الْآخِرِ. Right? So we know the ayah. In the very last ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Then you will certainly be asked on that day about the blessings. You will certainly be asked on that day. On which day? Yom al-Qiyamah, the day of asking. You'll be asked about the blessings, the favors, the ones with thorns, remember? You know, when this is the ayah that the Prophet ﷺ, when he remembered this ayah, he started to weep. The Prophet ﷺ remembered this ayah and remembered that moment on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask about the favors that He did to each and every one of us, and he started to weep as a result. Why? Because he was sitting with a few companions after a long, multiple days, he had not eaten and they had not eaten, and one of the companions invited them and they had a decent meal. And at the end of a simple, decent meal, he started to weep and he remembered, this meal is like that which we are going to be asked about on the Day of Judgment. These are the things that will be taken account for. This is the same messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is the same Prophet of Allah, who never once in the entire hadith tradition, in the entirety of the seerah, never once made a single complaint about even food that he was given. I don't like the flavor of this, or I don't like to eat that. He would not even complain about food. He might not eat everything, he might leave something, but he would never complain about it even if he did not like it. The Prophet ﷺ, one of those days, again, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. You'll be asked about those favors and those blessings. So how did he embody that? How did he embody that sense of gratitude and appreciation for the blessings? One of those days, he asked for some food and he was given all they had was some very dry bread. Bread, you know, when it's sitting for a while, it becomes dry, crispy, hard. And so what do you need? Something to dip it in, right? You need something to put it in to moisten it up a little bit. So he asked, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, is there any dip that I can put this in? Not complaining, just asking for something extra. And the response was, the only thing we have is vinegar. We only have vinegar. And how did he respond? He says, نعم الإدام الخل. The best dip is vinegar. Is vinegar the best dip? You know, you guys are enjoying restaurants and all this stuff. I mean, you might have opinions, right? He says the best dip is vinegar. He's not making an actual statement about vinegar, brothers and sisters. He's making a statement about gratitude. He's making a statement about appreciating the roses of life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you, rather than becoming frustrated by the thorns. And here's the beautiful thing. The Prophet ﷺ made this statement, right? The narrator of the hadith is a companion, famous companion by the name of Jabir ibn Abdullah. And you know what Jabir says? He narrates the hadith and then he says, from that day when I heard this, I began to love vinegar. And you know who narrates this hadith from Jabir? It's a tabi'i by the name of Talha ibn Nafi'. And he says, after narrating the hadith from Jabir, from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, and when I learned this hadith from that day, I began to love vinegar. And you know who narrates this from Talha? Another man by the name of Muthanna ibn Sa'id. And you know what he says after narrating this statement? He says, on the day I learned this, I began to love vinegar. You see what's happening, brothers and sisters? This kind of appreciation, this kind of gratitude, and recognizing the blessings of Allah, and accepting that blessings will come with their thorns, it was a contagion. It was contagious to the believers. It was contagious to the ummah. Have we caught it? Have we caught this gratitude fever? Or have we been cut off from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I tell you today, brothers and sisters, whatever it is that you're complaining about, whatever it is you're frustrated about, whatever it is that is disappointing you, don't complain. Let it go. Drop it and look at the vast blessings that you enjoy if you want to be from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you want to inherit the beauty of this deen. Otherwise, here's the fact. One day, we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, and He will ask us about the favors. And God forbid that somebody will be said, Allah will say to somebody on that day, you did not thank me for the favors I did for you. And the person will respond, Ya Allah, I prayed. I used to fast. I used to do good deeds. What do you mean I didn't thank you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, you did not thank me. Didn't I tell your messenger to tell you, Man la yashkur innas, la yashkur illah. The one who does not show appreciation to people has not shown that appreciation and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are thousands and thousands of muna'ameen in your life. Thousands and thousands of channels of God's mercy. Thousands and thousands of rose bushes that you enjoy, brothers and sisters. Do not get caught up on the roses. Do not get caught up on the thorns. And smell the beauty of the roses instead. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make each and every one of us grateful to you, Ya Allah. To make each and every one of us people who show gratitude to each other. People who see the beauty in everything in life. People who cannot bring ourselves to complain anymore. People who drop our frustrations and appreciate instead the blessings that we enjoy in this life. Ya Allah, make us a grateful people. Make us a truly appreciative people. Make us appreciative to you, this deen that you have given us, this community around us, to every blessing in our lives, in our families, in our loved ones, and around us. Allahumma ameen.